Proclamation number 8699 of 14th of December, 1963. Final decision in the Battle of Faith. You, who belong to my church founded by me myself, who stand in living faith and make an effort to lead a life in love, you will also be able to pass the last faith struggle. You will hold out until the end, because you draw power out of your walk of life, which however will be lacking to those who are only Christians according to form and who certainly also can belong to a church, but who do not show the landmarks of my church, the work of the Spirit in man. Because my right followers are mentally completely differently aligned like the followers of the church, who certainly also receive knowledge through their education or through teachings, but who just only heard with the ears, but the heart remained untouched by it, and that is why they also have taken no stand on the spiritual material offered to them. But the followers of my church are such men who live in love and through it reach a living faith, who inwardly occupy themselves with spiritual thought material and whose thoughts were just clarified through love in them, so that they move in truth, and that is why also their souls will be strong and powerful when the last faith struggle is waged. Only this last faith struggle will bring the separation. Only in the last faith struggle it will emerge who is alive, because the formed Christians will give away their faith without hesitation, because in reality they have possessed none, were only outwardly members of an organization, but which disintegrates in itself when it will be about the last decision. This can only ever be presented to you humans that you should seriously take a stand on the thought material which you receive in the traditional way. You should just once seriously think about whether and what you can really believe, or whether you are just followers without your own judgment. It is important that you think about it, because in the coming faith struggle it will prove, and you will quickly fall away and give up all faith in a God and Creator, and that will be your ruin. But if you think about it before, then you can still search for truth. You can use other spiritual material for comparison and make some decision. Just do not go through your life completely indifferently, and seek to stimulate yourselves to love work, because the more you ignite love in you, the sooner you come to the recognition why you walk over earth. You will always have opportunities to carry out works of love, and do you always comply with your inner urge, do you listen to the voice of conscience in you, then you always approach more and more the church, which I founded myself on earth, even if you belong to an organization founded by man, which is only then of value for you when you obey the teaching, which every church or school of thought represents, that you fulfill the love commandments first. Then you can always feel to belong to my church, because then also soon your faith will become a living one, and your thinking will clarify itself, because then the Spirit in you is awakened to life through love. Again and again I call upon you to become members of my church by attaining a living faith through love, as Peter had it. Such faith is like a rock, it will not be able to be shaken, no matter how fierce the onslaught against it may be. It is my strength which keeps the person strong who lets faith come alive in him. And only those will be able to stand in the faith struggle, only those will endure the tribulations and persevere until the end, because they are strengthened by the power of faith and defy all attacks. And ask yourselves once how far you would be able to withstand if the decision for or against me was seriously demanded of you. If you were to give up your faith in me and Jesus and were threatened with the harshest punishments, then only a strong, Living faith can give you the certainty that I'm stronger than every earthly ruler, than every man who belongs to my adversary. Then you will fear no one in this world and hand yourselves over to me in complete trust, and I will protect you. I myself will come in the clouds and take you away when the hour has come, and you will be victorious and be able to enjoy the fruits of your faith on the new earth. For through your living faith you are so intimately united with me that I can truly also dwell among you, because your intimate love for me allows this. And through your faith you will become blessed. Amen.